I'm Diane Roberts. There are more than 3.5 million confirmed coronavirus cases in 195 countries and territories. Of these, more than 1 million are now considered recovered. Nearly 250,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More people have died in the United States than anywhere else, with nearly 70,000 deaths. Italy has the second highest toll, with nearly 29,000 out of almost 211,000 cases, followed by Britain with almost 28,500 deaths from nearly 187,000 cases. Spain has nearly 26,000 deaths and just more than 218,000 cases. France with almost 25,000 deaths and nearly 169,000 cases. A teleconference of world leaders and philanthropists raised $8.1 billion Monday to boost the search for a coronavirus vaccine in an online fundraiser. The United States downplayed the European-led telethon, from which Washington was absent. A senior U.S. official did not explain to reporters why the U.S. did not take part in Monday's event. Some 40 countries and private philanthropists are taking part, but it comes as President Donald Trump is at odds with the World Health Organization. England's deputy chief medical officer said Monday Britain needs new cases of COVID-19 to fall further, even as data indicates the peak of the coronavirus outbreak has passed. The British government has set 5 tests that need to be met before it will start easing a lockdown that has been in place since March 23rd. One of the 5 tests is that there has to be reliable data showing the rate of infection is decreasing to manageable levels across the board. For the latest COVID-19 news and all the other day's news, please visit us on voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Because of the coronavirus, the Supreme Court has started its first arguments by phone. The AP's